On it goes. A slow downward spiral. Drifting further and further. WFOD begins now.
Everything's fine, guys. It's fine. Welcome. It's Tuesday. We're live. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. My good pal, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
A.K.A. the guy who beat Anchor in fantasy football by 1.6 points.
And also, Matt is here. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
There's a lot going on, guys. I can't get into it all right now, but trust me, it's been a day. I'm irrationally angry at Travis,
and I'm indifferent to the entire situation.
I know that it's an internal struggle, and Travis has nothing to do with it. But that's what's happening. It's something that we're all just gonna have to deal with.
Well, you're gonna have to deal with it. Nobody else is gonna have to deal with it.
No, Travis, if I've learned one thing, is that if I have to deal with it, everybody has to deal with it. So it's just gonna be something that we're gonna get through together. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's just me. Travis insists that everything's gonna be just fine. And that I'm being silly, but we'll see. We'll see. Matt?
Yeah?
Please tell Travis your wedding story. And I'm just going to chill out for a minute.
Okay. Travis, I went to a wedding.
When did you go to this wedding?
Sunday. The wedding was on a Sunday.
Who schedules the wedding on a Sunday?
So I thought the same thing. I was like, who schedules a wedding on a Sunday? This is going to suck. But I guess they thought, oh, Veterans Day is on Monday, so people have that day off, so it's going to be okay.
Who's got Veterans Day off? Do you have Veterans Day off?
I don't have Veterans Day off.
Of course not.
But to be fair, like, I don't really have any holiday off. Like, I have to work every holiday, so.
It's like, unless you work for, like the public sector, you have to work on Veterans Day.
So a dickhead just thought, oh, I'm off Veterans Day, so everybody's probably off Veterans Day.
Yeah, it's the same people who
think that they should plan their wedding ceremony at Friday at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, because everybody's off by then.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna have to leave work early to come to my wedding.
And listen, I get it. It's cheaper. It's better. You know, for them. It's whatever. Like I was the one that said I would go.
That's true.
Worst of all, schedule your wedding at 1 o'clock on a Monday. In a dog park.
That'd be really cheap, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I was excited for the wedding. They're some good
friends
of mine.
Close friends of yours? Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some good friends. I love them to death. So I was really excited to go. So we go and it's a, you know, nice ceremony. We get to the reception at the reception hall. And it's like right off the bat, like they seat everybody, right? Like first you're in that little room where they're giving out the hors d'oeuvres and you're drinking. And then they open up the dining hall and you go find your seats and you sit down. So we're sitting down and my buddy gets up and he's like, you know, I'm going to go get a drink at the bar. And I was like, okay. He takes a couple drink orders and he walks away. And then after he left, I was like, you know what? I kind of wish I would have gone. I got to go to the bathroom anyway. So I get up, go to the bathroom, come out, and I see my friend still standing in line at the bar. Okay. Mind you, this is an open bar for beer and wine. So I go and I stand next to my friend. There's probably...
You keep him company while you're waiting.
There's like five or six people behind him. And I almost immediately when I stood in line, I kind of felt like this awkward, you know, like...
The stare, like people like starting to tense up because you just butted in line.
Right. And I was like, okay, it's a little weird, but I'm talking to my friend, and you know, so
and when you told me the story, I visualized myself behind you in line, and I thought,
yeah,
I'd be annoyed by that. I'd think this douchebag, but I'd leave it at that. Probably, I wouldn't right. just let it fester until it exploded.
Yeah, nope, you sure wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hold a grudge. Like I observe.
You don't let it boil up in your belly things. Until it turns into something irrational.
Yeah,
and then I let it go, easy breezy, baby.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's the way I roll, Matt. It's just the way I roll.
The people in front of us, you know, obviously they move through the line, and we get up to the bar, and right, like my buddy's starting to place his order, and the guy behind me leans in and he's like, "Hey, the back of the line is back there." And I went, "Okay," and I was like, "Oh no, like this is getting awkward.
It's going to be a thing now."
And
so what he was saying, Matt, was that you were it was no cutsies, is what he was saying.
Yeah, no cutsies. So I ignored that. And then he leans in again and he says, "Hey, the back of the line is back there."
So a second time he brings it to
right.
your attention.
Now, I'm a little annoyed, but also feeling the tension. So I didn't really help the situation, but I said, "Great, the front of the line is right here." And again, go back to ignoring him. And then Will and I are, didn't mean to say his name, but whatever, it doesn't matter. We go back and I make a joke and he laughs and the guy behind me starts to laugh. And then he says, "Oh, you're that guy." And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're a piece of shit."
Oh, no.
And I was like, "Oh, no."
Did you explain to him that you were at a wedding?
So I'm like,
it's a joyous occasion on a Sunday.
Yeah. And he said it again, like immediately after that. And my buddy looks at me and he's like, he sees this happen and he's wildly uncomfortable. And he just does this like, like, I laugh. And I'm like, "Oh man, I don't know what to say to this guy. He's pissed. Or is he joking? I don't really know." But he follows that up with, he's like, "You know what? I hope you die tonight. I hope you get in a car accident and die tonight, you piece of shit."
What?
Yeah. And just pissed. There's so much anger. And my buddy tries to defuse the situation and like reach in for a handshake and says, "Hey man," like, and introduces himself. And he goes, "You know what? Fuck you too. You're a piece of shit."
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
Oh man. Like, I don't know what this, I don't know what happened to this guy.
Was the guy lit? Like, was he drunk already?
He might have been drinking. He might
but
have
not
been
like visibly drunk.
Right. I don't know.
Okay. Let me just solve it all for you. This guy was friend zoned by the bride. Like the bride was the love of this guy's life.
Yeah.
All through school, he's known her forever, and she just doesn't look at him that way, Matt. Now he's at her wedding.
Right.
Okay. In that context, you get it, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's just what happened, guys.
Could you have just said to him, "Hey, man, he took a bunch of people's drink order at the table, and I'm coming to help him carry them back."
I definitely could have said that, and I think there were better ways to defuse the situation, but I was so caught off guard of his reaction and his, like... I think that if somebody did that, if somebody cut me in a line like that,
oh, I thought you meant my overreaction.
Really, anything of it, because I would think, okay, like whatever, like this guy's, that's his friend, he's going to help him or he's going to order a drink, whatever. I don't
right.
care.
You're not standing in line for concert tickets where first come, first served or anything.
Yeah. And I might think like, oh, who does this guy? And honestly, I might make a sarcastic remark, but just like to laugh it off or to start a conversation or something.
But
like,
I mean, what if you matched?
You're at a party.
What if you matched him and like just went off the handle and replied angrily to his "I hope you die tonight," and then you two are fighting one another in somebody's wedding.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm like, we're at this wedding. This is supposed to be just such a fun, you know,
it's
occasion.
A fucking party. Like right. Weddings are great.
I mean, that's a violent volley to put into the air and
especially
just leave it for somebody to spike.
Especially before dinner even happens. Like, I could see after dinner and when everybody's right. starting to get drunk or whatever, and like people like tensions start raging. But like, this is before dinner.
Yeah,
before Matt hasn't dinner. Even gotten to the best part yet, Travis.
What's the best part?
The end. The end's the best part. It puts a bow on the whole deal. When the guy is announced, he was a groomsman.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was so. I'm sorry. Yeah, the guy ended up being a groomsman, which was even more strange. Like, so after our meeting there, like, you know, we got our drinks and we just walked away and we sat at our tables, and yeah, like they did the whole thing and like he was in the groom's party and it was announced and I was like, oh my god, that's like, why would you act that way, especially if you're representing the groom?
So yeah, and you're sitting in front of everybody at dinner doing the whole serenade and bullshit. Like, now you're this guy.
Yeah.
So he gets to do a walkie, a goofy walk into the room to Usher's "Yeah," and he locks eyes with you and remembers he's mad.
Right.
So did you ever run this? Well, I guess it just happened, so you'll probably eventually do that. But you ever run this by your friend who got married and be like, "Hey, who is that guy that was standing up for you? He told me he wished I died in a car crash Sunday."
Yeah, honestly, I don't plan on it. Like, if it comes up down the line, maybe. But I you know,
live and let die.
Yeah, I'll talk about it with you guys, and I'll even talk about it with my close friends that were at the wedding that, you know, were kind of a part of it. And I'm sure my wife is probably, I've told this story several times since it happened. So
you should just find him online and dox the guy. Let's just get him fired from his job for wishing death upon you at a wedding.
It's the way to do things. It is 2018, Matt.
Yeah, that's how we do this.
We dox people now. One mistake ruins your whole life. That's, you have to be perfect all the time. Easy breezy.
I mean, I kind of, I just imagine like what happened to the guy. Like, he must have been really having a rough go of it. If that's his reaction to a simple,
if that's his immediate reaction is to wish death upon a complete stranger.
Yeah.
In his defense, you did cut him in line.
I did.
Well, and it was Sunday. His football team could have lost or been losing.
It did. The Patriots did lose. Awfully bad. So, but we just avoided each other the rest of the reception. You know, I kind of just was like, all right, I'm gonna stay over here on this side of the dance floor. But it definitely sours the whole momentum of the evening because, you know, it's like right off the bat.
Well, right. And then you have to be on the, like you said, you kept your distance. So you have to be on the lookout all night long to make sure you're not in like the vicinity of each other.
Right. Cause you know, I don't want to like, I definitely don't want to continue that and make it worse.
No, like kill that, make that over with, skip that part of your life.
So you didn't even try to win him over, you know, with your
well,
charm.
I, you know, I was at one point, I thought to myself, I was like, you know, I could try to kill him with some kindness, but then I just got irritated. I was like, no, fuck him. Like, you know, like he did this really kind of shitty thing. So like, I'm not going to go out of my way to ruin his evening, but I'm definitely not going to give him the luxury of my friendship.
Right. Well, I mean, he put the metaphorical ham down your pants.
Yeah.
You know what you could have really done to cheer him up? You could have died.
Yeah, You're right. I could have actually died in a car accident.
You should have just crashed into a tree on purpose just to fuck with his head. You know?
Yeah. And just like sent a text message to the groom right before and say, "Hey man, your groomsman asked for this, so tell him that I hope he's happy."
And then kill yourself.
I bet he would have felt really bad, Matt.
I don't think he would have felt bad.
He probably would have felt that he had some kind of magic power and probably would have started trying to abuse it.
Yeah.
No. He would have been so guilty, Matt. He would have felt so bad. I mean, like, I shouldn't have said that to that guy. I feel regret.
And then he becomes a really good human, like helping across the country. Like he just like joins a bunch of like charitable foundations just really betters the world.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Matt, you could have put a lot of change out into the world if you had just died.
If I had just died that night.
I mean, think of all the good that guy would have done after that.
Right.
He probably would have gone and got some counseling for his anger problems.
Cured cancer.
He probably would have adopted some rescue animals.
Maybe a child.
Maybe. I mean, just to put some good into the world, Matt, is what it's really all about.
The world does need a little bit more good.
You don't need to carry all that stuff around with you. It's going to be fine. You fucked it all up.
I did. There was this other awkward moment that I was involved in. We were waiting for our car because they had this valet, and this guy was standing out by the cars or whatever. I think he might have been waiting as well, but his wife came out. I assume it was his wife, and she's pregnant. And they had a quick exchange a few things, and she walked back into the building. And one of the guys that he was standing with asked him how many kids he had. And he said, "That's my third in her right now." I was like, that's such a weird way to say that. That's my third in her right now.
I mean, it's factually correct.
It is, but just a weird, my third in her right now.
Yeah.
He's wearing a big cowboy hat.
Travis? Buddy? Pal? Matt?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
What's going on, Mike?
I'm mad at Travis, Matt.
I don't know why.
Matt, I want to be prepared. I want to be ready for anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're doing it live, baby. You know, we got a tightrope.
Is that making its rounds again? We'll do it live, that clip?
We'll do it live, man. Fuck it. We'll do it live. You know what I'm saying?
Because I heard a bunch of people at the wedding quoting that.
And so I throw it out there. This is a thing that I'm encountered with, and I'm concerned about it, and I want to be ready for it.
Right.
And I do this from time to time. I am somewhat of an over-preparer.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit manic in that way, Matt. I'm a basket case.
Right.
And really, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in the little message, and I'm going to talk it out with myself. And all you really got to do is just ignore me for a half hour, and I'll figure it out, and then it'll just be there as the record. See, but what Travis and Drunk do is they tell me that I'm being stupid and that I shouldn't care about the stuff. And that's not what I want to hear. I just want them to ignore me, if anything. I don't want them to tell them that I'm being stupid.
Yeah.
I just want to be ready. I want to be ready for anything. So what we're doing, we're doing a show, and we got to be ready for it.
Right. Did Travis disappear?
He disappeared.
No.
It's a good time for him to disappear, too. I'm mad at him. And I have no reason to be mad at him. Because really, he's probably just trying to put me at ease, Matt. He's trying to put me at ease by telling me that I'm being stupid and I should stop being stupid.
Right. Yeah, you're like one of those women. Like, you don't tell him to calm down.
He's trying tough love with me is what he's doing.
He's trying to tell you to calm down. And you're like, don't tell me to calm down.
Yeah, but it's like telling a gal, yeah, quit being a stupid broad. You know? Like,
right.
He has no tact, that Travis Hulse.
You need a little bit more finesse.
They call him Tactless Travis is what they call him.
I don't think I've heard that before.
That's a nickname going around. Tactless Travis. Yes.
Who's like, where did that start? Because I don't think I've heard that one.
I started it just now.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's not something that's been going for
a while.
That's
his new name.
Yeah. It's something that they just started calling him right now, and it's you.
Yeah. That's what they call him. They call him Tactless Travis.
You started right now.
Well, I'm hoping that they catch on.
Oh, okay.
And it becomes like a big hashtag to shame him.
You think the movement's going to start now?
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping for. So I've been rationalizing why I'm mad at Travis all day. That's what I've been doing, and it hasn't really.
Wait, sorry. Who are you trying to rationalize?
I'm telling me that I'm right to be mad at him.
At who?
Travis. Tactless Travis. Yeah. Hashtag okay. Tactless yeah, Travis.
Yeah.
It's going to be the name of the episode. Tactless Travis.
Okay.
Travis, he's my partner, Matt. He's my partner. And
would you say that you guys are thick as thieves?
Yeah. We're thick as thieves, Matt. But he needs to use kid gloves with me when he can tell that I'm upset.
I see.
Travis is typing in the chat. I don't think anything's wrong with my mic. I think he muted me, which is not the case. I did not mute him, Matt.
Is he in the Skype?
I can't mute him because I'd be muting you too. And then I'd just be sitting here talking to myself, which I do quite often. When I tell me to be mad at Travis.
Yeah. Manic Mike and Tactless Travis.
I couldn't have worked at a better time for my microphone to not work.
We worked it out, Travis.
Yeah, you worked it out. It's so gross that you get to like do the one-sided thing because my microphone's out. I swear you must have found a way to kill my feed because
it worked out. It's not the case, Travis.
It works out so perfectly.
Please, Travis, rebut. Travis.
You do what you do.
Travis, do you feel as though...
Travis, I want you to be an ally.
Is like a...
I can't deal with Matt. Here's the deal. I can't deal with Mike's irrationality so often and just be like, yeah, buddy, you're right. Oh, man, this is really fucked. You know, I can't do it. So I just say,
see, it's not
whatever,
really
man.
Fucked, but it's a little bit fucked. And I wanted to be ready for it in case it got more fucked.
And you say you want people to ignore you, but that is so much the opposite because you're like, Travis, what do you think? Travis, this is weird, right?
Travis, I want you to read my...
And then you're going to be like super pissed off if you see that I read the message and then don't respond to you.
Travis, I want you
Travis's
to read...
mic voice.
I want you to read my working through it, and I want you to say... Whatever you decide is fine.
Well, you
that would be good. That would be
anyway.
Good. That's a supportive message, Travis. Instead, you say, "You're being stupid. Stop it." And it doesn't help. It's not helpful.
I don't say you're being stupid. I say you're overthinking things. Calm down.
You said I'm going to have a stroke.
Yeah,
and then you put that in.
You're overthinking something so minuscule that
then you put that in my head,
yourself.
Travis. You put it in my head that I'm gonna have a stroke, and then I just worry about having strokes.
It's like there's like a no-win situation. So I can either ignore it and have you mad that I didn't respond, or I can respond and just pat you on the back and say you're right.
Yeah, do
oh
that.
My.
Do
oh
that.
My.
Can you do that?
And just feed your anxiety
yes.
and you're like. Why would I do that? Why would I feed your neuroses?
I've been worried all day about strokes. I was Googling it. Like, how do you
just
get
remember
strokes?
Fast.
Travis thinks I'm going to have one.
Oh. Yikes.
You just got to remember fast.
Guys, we're going to go to break. when we come back, something very special.
Ooh.
Right, guys? This is special.
Yes, Mike, whatever you think.
Simple and free, a feeling fun. Just you and me and a happy sun.
WGFOD.
You loved it when they made bigger dinosaurs in Jurassic World.
You just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
You loved it when they made Predator into a giant predator that eats predators.
What's the big one, Doc? Is that like the male?
No. In 2019, Larry and Richard have an even bigger problem.
Richard? I think Bernie is dead. And he's also severely obese.
20th Century Fox brings you back to something you love. But can't leave it at that.
We can't pull this off. He is too big.
I have an idea. The stakes are raised, Richard.
But that's not all.
Hello, I'm Gwen.
What?
That's right. She's very beautiful, but also...
I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer? Do not fall in love with her, Richard. She will certainly know we are doing an illegal thing because she is smart. The stakes are raised, Richard!
I won't.
He does. Weekend at Bernie's. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch hero will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes... three classic Mike saves.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited at now.
Strange Labels. We like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
What's that smell?
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Is everybody with us? Matt, are you there? Travis, is Mike working? We're
Travis is here. Travis
we're doing
is here.
Good.
Hello.
Guys, we have a guest, and it's exciting that we're talking to Alice from offensivecrayons.com. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a couple reasons, Travis. You brought to my attention that this is the perfect sponsor to have during Hand Turkey Month, which we are in the midst of. Guys, if you have your hand turkeys, you send them over to us because we love looking at them hand turkeys all month long.
We definitely do, and we're running a little low on submissions so far, but I know we're just getting into it, and I expect that we'll see a bunch of them real soon.
Alice, are you there? How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm here. I'm doing great.
Alice was trying to get me to put my video on, Mike.
Oh, she wants to look at you?
Matt's shy.
It's okay. Don't worry.
It's audio, though, you know?
We'll all be friends and we'll all be comfortable by the end of this.
We all get to
enable the video at the end.
We're all going to launch video.
Live within the theater of the mind. So the offensivecrayons.com, you go there and what you got there is you got crayons that have the little label on them and they say nasty things on them.
Dude. Yeah, some of them do.
What is the genesis of these crayons? Why?
Why? It was a joke initially, and I didn't think anyone would take me seriously, but then people threw money at it, and I said, looks like I'm making crayons.
You did this on the Kickstarter or something?
Yeah, so I launched it as a Kickstarter last year, and within 2 days, I was fully funded. By the 30-day mark, I had raised like close to 15 grand. Next thing I know, we launched, when we had a crap ton of product, we went on Amazon, sold out of everything. Then Amazon took our product down for review. When they did that, by the way, in January, the next day, the crayons went viral. And let's put it this way, the number of orders we ended up receiving, I would say it would be equivalent to some people's salary in a year. Wow.
Crayons.
Making crayons.
See,
yeah.
So Amazon takes you off, and I guess people see that Amazon has taken you off, and then it's newsworthy because you're too offensive for Amazon.
You know, funny enough, that part never made news headlines, even though it should have, because their official reason was because I offended children and Caucasians. True story.
Children and Caucasians? See, that's the ones you got to worry about, is offending the Caucasians.
I think the Caucasians are like the most offended group in our country right now.
Yeah.
Look, all I'm saying is Caucasians, I feel like are most offended for other groups. So I think I definitely insulted someone who was a Caucasian. And I think mostly maybe the children, just because I was honest, maybe a little too honest. I said, that I can't guarantee these weren't, you know, the wrappers weren't put on by slave labor in China. I couldn't guarantee that.
Well, and to be clear, Alice, you are yourself a Caucasian woman.
Oh, yeah. I look like I could host Fox News.
So some of the colors, we have a miscarriage maroon, travel ban brown.
What is my favorite, Mike? You know my favorite.
Self-identified blue, which is pink crayon.
Pink crayon. Is my I laughed about that for a good half hour.
So would you say this is a gag gift, I guess? You get this, you give it to people for Christmas, and they open it up and they say, oh, that's funny. And then they put it on their desk at work. And
yeah, I would say it's a gag gift. That, or you just give them to a blind child.
There you go.
Alice, without saying like any specifics, like what do you do professionally?
I have a porn. I co-host a porn podcast.
Okay. And that's it. So, that's what professionally? That's how you make your bread and butter?
That's actually a latest project. So that's one of the things I do.
Now, a porn podcast. Do you like make like sexy noises? It's like the audio.
What exactly is this porn podcast?
Ooh, your hands on my butt. Feels
so really
good.
Too hands on. No pun intended. Actually, pun intended. Who am I kidding? Yeah. But my co-host and I, we review the holes and the plot holes of your favorite porn.
So, like busty redhead, rides hard cock like that one?
More, well, maybe not your favorite porn, but more like Not the Wizard of Oz, Night Dreams. I mean, we had one porn where, I kid you not, there was a scene where a woman was having sex with a life-size box of cream of wheat while Old Man River was being played on a saxophone by a piece of toast.
Old Man River.
Like a man dressed up like toast?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
That sounds amazing.
See, Travis, now when I watch those videos and I see the gal who like has her hand stuck in the garbage disposal and like she calls for help, I don't really believe that her hand's stuck in that garbage disposal. So I get this. This makes sense to me.
Can't be too careful with the garbage disposal.
Yeah, I mean, she's got her hand in there and she's like, I can't get my hand out. And then, you know, somebody comes and helps her and then her hand comes out just fine. It's...
Who came to help her? Did she just so happen to order a pizza at the same time?
That was her stepson, Travis, obviously.
Oh.
Her very muscular stepson comes to help her.
Of course.
And, you know, it's all that friction that just eases up the hand somehow. Who knew? Right.
Well, a little lubrication never helps or never hurts either. So, wait, I mean, behind every podcaster, there's like their real life and job. Like you've
Man,
got a
why
job.
Why are you digging on
make.
The job thing? She didn't want
because
to tell you
I'm
what she does for a living.
If when you made the crayons and that you got all this notoriety, that at any point you were really worried, like, oh crap, like this is gonna kind of ruin.
Oh, like they're gonna find out about her?
Yeah,
you
don't worry about
you
it.
Know. Thank you,
There's
I appreciate
tough times
that
out there.
Thank you. I
you
mean,
stick
I did
together.
Get a. I did get actually a number of death threats, and frankly, it wasn't until this year that I started speaking vocally about, you know, being the creator of the crayons. But, you know, I feel like the dust has kind of settled down. I also run a social media marketing company, so I have a lot of experience with platform censorship and then with being censored by the crayons and,
so
I mean, the porn podcast.
The storm and yeah. Survive it. Yeah. Okay.
Death threats some silly crayons? World's gone crazy, Travis. The world's gone crazy.
I don't understand it anymore.
So tell me, do you guys, by the way, did you guys get the new holiday pack yet, or should I send it over to y'all?
Absolutely. We'll probably need that holiday pack. I saw the holiday pack, and I only saw a couple of crayons listed. I'm very interested in knowing what the other ones are.
Got to make some hand turkeys. It's hand turkey November.
What's
That's the
your
thing.
Favorite crayon?
I'm going to send my hand turkey in.
Please do.
Absolutely. So far, you'd win the contest automatically.
It's a slow year. In previous years, we have had some pretty good hand turkeys. They came in fast and furious. And this year, like I said, slow start, but only halfway through the month. It's Thanksgiving's only next week. So
one of our most
time.
Active listeners only has three fingers, so his hand turkey didn't look too good.
Oh boy.
But I mean, it was a good effort. Good effort.
He attempted it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Follow your dreams, right? It doesn't matter. No, nothing can hold you back.
What constitutes a really good hand turkey?
Symmetry, probably.
Yeah, I'd say that. And, you know, you get a... I mean, I like a colorful hand turkey, Travis. I like a...
Yeah.
I like when they put some effort into the feathers, you know, give them
well, and
some
then
veins.
And then the background,
the
too, right?
Yeah, like, I was going to say the setting is important.
Yeah, I need a setting. I can't have just the hand turkey. I need to know where the hand turkey is.
What's your yellow called in the offensive crayons?
In which pack, the holiday or the original?
Oh, it just doesn't matter, Alice.
Don't make them choose.
Oh, they're like stepchildren. You love them all, but you'll never admit it. So it's a toss of, well, let's see. I have two yellows. One is Me Color You Long Time. And I have another yellow called Golden Shower Goldenrod.
See, now like a Golden Shower Goldenrod sun up in the sky, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
With some orange rays coming off of it. It makes
well,
me
it
feel
pairs
happy.
Really well with our orange color, which is called presidential.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect.
Have that sun shining down on that presidential orange. Mm.
I actually gave a couple of the presidential oranges away to Secret Service when I was in the White House earlier on this year. That was a fun one.
You just handed them out?
So I kind of was there with some with a friend who's in he's a White House news correspondent. Mm-hmm. So for shits and giggles.
Okay.
It was not the worst thing that you could give Secret Service.
Does that person still have their press credentials? Because I hear they're revoking them lately.
This person, yes. I can't mention who, though. But yes.
I wouldn't want you to.
Wolf Blitzer.
So, guys.
Did you say Wolf Blitzer?
This is a real thing. This isn't one of our bits. OffensiveCrayons.com. Go there. Check out Alice's crayons. Get them for you.
Alice, do you have real quick? Do you have any plans to expand, like your Cards Against the Humanity? You know, they got big enough where they were able to do things like dig a hole, you know, because people sent them money for no reason. Do you have plans beyond the crayons? Are you have expansion packs besides the holiday packs in mind? What do you got coming up?
You know, I was thinking about launching a homeopathy crayon, but it would be just the wrapper.
It really is. You just kind of go in so many directions. Like, it's such a silly thing to have together that people, you know, are just kind of fixated on. And, you know, it's just goofy fun. And, yeah, I mean, I think you could definitely keep using it.
I feel like the next logical step is your own coloring books, right? And it's almost like you could do, like, a paint by numbers. So you have to use specific crayons in a specific setting. So, like Miscarriage Red could be in a, you know, kind of a disturbing setting.
We own that idea, Alice.
Yeah, so. we do want a cut of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll remember that. I mean, I do have currently a digital coloring book out, and it's okay. Apparently, I mean, I don't know. I was not as creative enough for, like, the coloring book. It was, I think crayons and just coming up with terrible names are my passion.
Well, outsource that. You said that those things might be printed in China or compact in China. So just outsource that idea. Have the young Chinese children draw you pictures and send it back over.
That's a great idea.
We have a question
maybe
from
maybe
the,
I will steal
the
that.
Chat room. Michelle in the chat room says, are the crayons good quality, though?
Yeah, are we talking like...
come on, Michelle. That's what you want to know? If the crayons are a good quality?
Well, she likes the color. Okay, she wants to know if it's worth the investment.
You know what? They're not the worst.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you. That's a candid answer. I appreciate that.
Have you ever thought about going to like restaurants and just replacing their crayons with your crayons?
Or like going to an Applebee's and like sticking them into the little...
Oh, I'd love to see like some little brat at the fucking restaurant get a
mommy, what's a miscarriage?
I actually
well, you should have been, son.
Jesus.
I've encouraged also customers to do it as well because sometimes shipping fucks up. Wait, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on
there. Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So sometimes shipping screws up and because of a couple broken crayons, people are like, what do I do with this extra pack where it's like not completely full? I'm like, just slip it into Applebee's or Red Lobster next time you're there. You're good.
Yeah.
You find a daycare center and just throw it in the inside of the door.
I absolutely would. Like a lot of crayons in the stores aren't even sealed. Like you could just open the Crayola case and just replace the
just like pop into a Dollar Tree and just like slip out a couple of crayons and slip a couple in.
Well, I hadn't considered that going as far as spending some time at the Dollar Tree and swapping them out, but I mean, maybe if I have some free time on my hands.
Well, listen, Alice, we also are social media connoisseurs, and we're trying to put together some viral videos for you. We are actually going to take our crews out on the street. Yeah. We're going to go to the Walmart with our crew, and we're going to start inserting your crayons into Crayola packs.
Who is this crew, Travis? Who's our crew?
Well, it's like you and me. It's like me and you.
So we're going to go to Walmart?
Maybe like a stranger?
Yeah, we'll pick up some. There's somebody outside of Walmart looking for something.
Just take one of the Walmart greeters with you.
There you go. Hey, we need help with these crayons back here.
This is a terrible idea. Alice, you're doing fine. You don't need us.
No, you guys are great.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Guys.
Hey.
Yeah, Mike, that's usually where everybody stops when you say, guys, everybody's waiting for you.
Why? You guys just waiting on me with bated breath. Yep. What'll Mike say next?
What you say?
Guys, offensivecrayons.com is Alice's website. You go there, you get some crayons for Christmas or whatever it is you do. The links to her podcast are there, too. She reviews porn, guys.
Is it a good podcast? Is it a bad podcast?
Alice, you don't put your phone on the dashboard of your car and record it like on your commute to work, do you? I mean, like, you have real microphones, don't you?
So we have real microphones have real guests as well, because we also do talk to people within the industry. We've actually had Avian Award winners. We had Nina Hartley. One of our upcoming episodes that we're recording this weekend, we're having Tom Arnold, the comedian, on to review Who's Neelan Palin with us. We've been on the iTunes charts for half the time in Tom the Arnold, tops of comedy. And we've only been around for 3 months.
Oh,
that's it.
Alice. This is great. You know, Tom Arnold is an outspoken proponent. Like, he is really dislikes Trump. You're going to be able to really win him over with that crayon of yours.
I think I could, you know, if we haven't won him over already. So
are you going to ask Tom Arnold about Roseanne?
You know what? We'll see what happens.
Oh, Nina Hartley. I know her.
Yeah, you better.
You talked to that one gal yet? Mike, what's that gal's name? She was a teen mom.
Farrah Abrams.
Yeah. Gotta talk to that gal.
We've had so far as porn stars go, we've had Mercedes Carrera, Ella Darling, Sin Sage. We have a couple of other really good porn stars coming on soon, but you guys are going to just have to tune in and find out who we're talking about. But we have some great conversations with them, and are all pretty awesome people. I mean, some of them come from being jobs as reference librarians, others like aerospace engineers, and others just grew up and really wanted to do porn because you can. It's awesome.
Because it exists.
It's a job that needs filling. Oh. So many senses of the word.
Whackity schmackity doo.
So Two Girls, One Mic, the porn cast.
Yeah, find that on iTunes. Alice, thanks for hanging out. It was fun.
Yeah, this was fun, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Alice.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Matt, you never got comfortable enough to turn your video on.
This stupid drunk keeps calling.
It was just weird that,
Turn mine on. I didn't see. I mean, I did. It just said this person wants to, wants you to watch their video. And I'm like, I.
You want, what's wrong, Travis?
Well, then I'd feel obligated to turn mine on, and the lighting's bad in here. I can't.
That's kind of where I was. I was just like, I don't know if
Travis,
I want to do all this.
You know what, Travis? I'll tell you something.
Tell me.
In the end, you were right. Everything's fine, Travis.
Everything is fine,
everything
right?
Worked out.
Mike?
It's
everything
so
is awesome.
Great,
everything,
Travis. Everything just
yes, Jeff Bosley.
Out.
Jeff?
No, I worked that out, Matt. It's not even an issue anymore.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
I like Dallas. She's cool. I like
Alice too.
Thing. The bump, though,
maybe if I'm is that Wilco?
No, Travis, it's past WFOD guest, my brother the bear, who, after doing our show, completely stopped doing anything and just
he dropped off the face of the earth.
Dropped off the face of the earth. If you go to my brother the bear's Twitter page, the last tweet was saying he was going to be on our show. And he just disappeared. If he's out there, guys, if you see him. Let him know that we're worried about
him. You did email him, didn't you?
I emailed him a happy birthday because it said on Skype it was his birthday. And I was I think this guy died. And he never emailed me back. So my fears are still accurate. I'm still worried.
Do we know anybody that knows him personally? Can we get a hold of them, try to track him down?
What happened to Keaton?
Maybe he's with Keaton. Maybe he's consoling him.
The fuck is Keaton, Matt?
I don't know.
Is
man.
He okay?
What's it called? What's he called? What's the band called again? My Brother Bear?
On the next WFOD investigative 10-part series,
we go deep undercover to try to figure out what happened
Can
to my
somebody
brother.
Out there find Keaton? They put Ham down his clothes.
To be made.
And just let us know that he's okay. And let us know that my brother the bear is okay. Guys, I need weekly assurances that everything is okay. Drunk is going to pile on. I know he is. I know as soon as he picks up, he's going to pile on and say that I'm being a dumb woman about everything.
Ouch. Ouch. That's misogynist, Mike.
I know.
Drunk.
Hello.
Am I being a dumb woman about everything?
I don't know. When I tried listening to the show, nothing happened.
Oh. That's because we didn't actually do a show tonight, Drunk. You've got punked.
Drunk, don't say that.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
I tried.
Drunk, everybody I can tried. Hear us.
I tried putting on Strange Label on the TuneIn app and just dead air.
Drunk, we're
somebody
out there.
Somebody please let Mike know if the TuneIn app, where's the TuneIn app? Try to,
Drunk, we're out there on the airwaves and everybody can hear us and they hear us loud and
just
clear.
Just on any Android or Apple provider, you can download the TuneIn app and then buy Strange Label and listen to the show.
They all think we're great, Drunk. Everyone that hears us thinks that we're great and they hear us just fine.
Yeah, they should give us 5 stars on Apple iTunes reviews and
sing it,
please rate, review the show, and also send us hand turkeys.
Tell us everything's fine, Daniel. Sing it. I need it right now.
Hand this turkey contest.
MyBrotherTheBear.com is gone.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not there anymore.
Did he stop performing music? Matt?
So am I going to get some free crayons this week?
No, Drunk.
No.
If Alice decides to send us crayons, what we're going to do is we're going to send them to Travis. And Travis is going to put them in a giveaway to the people.
For hand turkey mom?
Yes.
Yeah, you want a free pack of offensive crayons? Then send us your goddamn hand turkeys already, would ya?
We need hand turkeys. It's the only thing that'll help. I need to see that big yellow sun in the sky and a beautiful goddamn hand turkey on a patch of green grass.
And Jody B., I don't want to see your balls as giblets this year for the hand turkeys.
No, that's an automatic, I'll block him.
What's that guy's name? Is it Daniel?
Are you trying to find my brother the bear and see if he's okay?
Is his name Daniel?
Don't you think it's weird that like he just stopped posting everywhere
Matt.
As soon as he was on our show?
Yeah, his name is Daniel Bear.
B-A-Y-E-R, Matt.
B-A-Y-E-R.
He just stopped posting on all of his accounts. The last thing he posted was that he was on our show like a year ago. And then he just stopped making music. He just disappeared. Where is he? Is he okay?
Has there been like another Heaven's Gate cult or something since he was on the show? Like maybe he just dropped off the face of the earth to go into the woods and look up in the sky to wait for the aliens to come take him?
I mean, we're not that bad, are we?
Maybe he went all Joe Exotic on us.
We're fun guys. We're men of the people, like, right? It's just another goddamn thing for me to worry about if my brother the bear is okay.
Well, first and foremost, what don't you worry about?
There you go. There you go, Drunk.
Yeah, man, he just disappeared, right? Like, in April of 2017, he just disappeared.
The last thing he posted was that he's going to be on our show.
Like, on all platforms. Like, I'm on his Reverb Nation.
He disappeared, Matt. Where'd he go?
It was April 2017. Like, he did your show, and then he...
Quit music forever.
It's wild, man. So funny, though, looking at that tweet just stuck there in time. Loved you on Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
And that's it. Like that guy from Glee that died right after posting about Sharknado. Like the last tweet he will have forever posted was something about fucking Sharknado. Do you worry about that? Like, do you worry about, like, if you die, what the last thing you tweeted was? It was probably something fucking stupid. I post so many stupid things.
Mine will probably be a retweet of a meme.
At least you're, at least you find you can find solace in that there, buddy.
Like, I tweeted the other day that I want to find the song they play in the Home Depot commercials so that I can fuck to it. And
you did, sir.
The Hot Butter Podcast guy replied and said it was my best tweet ever, and I should have just stopped tweeting then.
Yeah, just quit tweeting now.
That was a good one.
Pin that forever.
And I should just be done now because somebody said it was a good tweet. Okay, that's the one I'll go out on.
Yeah, you do the George Costanza and you walk out of the room. You're done now.
Maybe.
Or you could just like pin it and then that'll be the top one that they show.
Yeah, either that or like maybe I just start a new account. Like when I have a really good tweet that gets critical acclaim, it's time to start a new account. The best tweet is at the top.
So like your Tef account.
Yeah, I have a lot, Drunk. Drunk, you stuck at work, buddy?
Yes, sir.
So you're not coming?
It's a shame. Unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay.
Good news. I found his Facebook profile, and he has a picture from August 7th of this year.
So he's alive? Is he playing a guitar, Matt?
Hey, guys, November 8th, he posted, "Thanks all for the birthday wishes. 39 is the new 29, right?"
Oh. He didn't reply to my birthday wish. I really just wanted to make sure he was still alive.
I think he's still alive.
Okay. That's all. As long as I know he's out there, man.
Sorry if I woke you. I was just hoping to get to.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Sure, yeah. Drunk's pick of the week is hand turkey moths. Get your hand turkeys in.
Get you some crayons. Draw you a hand turkey.
Gotcha. Use the offensive crayons, the best crayons in the universe.
Travis, pick of the week?
My pick of the week is go out and look for any works by the late, great Stan Lee.
We didn't even talk about Stan Lee dying.
Stan Lee passed. This one, for me personally, hit me as hard as Prince. Usually don't get super upset about, you know, celebrity passings or whatever, but I feel, to me, Stan Lee was more than a celebrity, which I think he was to a lot of people. He's been a part of my life since I was a wee lad. He was always, like, the face of Marvel and really the face of comic books for the longest time. So it really, really socked me in the gut, that one. So go find something by Stan Lee and enjoy the universes he helped to create.
Excelsior.
Fair to say he was a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
America's sweetheart.
I mean, he's 95.
It's still, and that was my reaction too, is like, I feel like I was bracing myself for the longest time because I saw him in 2000 and, man, it was like 11 or 12, maybe even 13. And I mean, he was, you know, an older man then and was signing autographs and just looked like an older man, you know.
looked like death warmed over.
Yeah. But I mean, he kept kicking. I mean, it was five plus years more. And, you know, I felt like I was braced for it. But then the news came and it's like, oh, nope, I guess I still wasn't ready, even though he was 95. I still wasn't ready for him to go. So
do you think there's going to be a bad, like, fallout with the family and everybody trying to get all of his estate, because I feel like they were always wheeling him out to all of those fucking conventions all the time, and he had to sit there the whole time.
They got all those people out in the last, like, this last year, and really pretty much this last, like, 8 months.
Yeah.
They purged all of those vultures off of him, and it's like his daughter and a couple of really close friends that have been with him for you know, decades.
Yeah.
And they got rid of, and actually a couple of those people, I could be wrong, but I think at least one of those people are in jail now for because he had all that crazy shit going on where they were like claiming there were shots fired at his house and stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I think there's been a multitude of crazy things that have happened to Stan Lee and with and around Stan Lee for the last like year and a half. But just I think that was all gone.
Casey Kasem.
Oh yeah.
Like his family was wheeling him all over the fucking West Coast, so that, like running him or hiding him in different bunkers.
Yeah. Right.
Matt, do you have a pick of the week?
My pick is the late great My Brother the Bear.
Is he okay, Matt?
You can hear his last appearance on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
April 2017.
Was it around April?
It was April's, yeah. I think it must have been April 16th, 2017.
Do you think like he listened back and said, this isn't what I want to do? I'm going to get a job like working at Lowe's.
He works, I mean, according to his Facebook, he's a helicopter guy.
He works on helicopter? Well, that's pretty cool.
No, he's a helicopter aficionado.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't work on them or in them. He just likes them.
He just likes them. He just thinks
It says he works. He's a helicopter mechanic.
See, that's pretty cool.
Mike, you got a pick of the week.
I guess offensive crayons, Travis. That's got to be my pick of the week, right?
Go buy yourself some offensive crayons. I plan on it.
It's a real thing. It's not a bit.
Mike was worried when they approached us that when if we talked about it that y'all would think it was a bit that we made up. So we've had the creator.
We've had sponsors before, and people said, "Oh, I thought that was one of your goof commercials."
Yeah.
I was like, "No, use promo code WFOD, man." Is a real thing.
I really truly hope that you guys use the code. I mean, I'm looking at you, Michelle. I think it's a great gift for.
I don't think they have a promo code. You just buy them because we told you to. But I mean, email them too and tell them that.
This is the WFOD promo code. Buy the offensive crayons. Let us know on social media. We'll give you one of those sweet retweets.
Yeah, a sweet, sweet retweet. That's what the people want, Travis.
You get a like and a retweet. How about that?
There you go. We'll fave it. We'll fave it. That's my mama, I guess. Right? It's my mama?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Then the policeman shot him down. Black girl, where will you go? To the place where the cold winds blow. In the pines where the sun don't shine. I shiver the whole night. We'll be right back.
wants you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends. Tell somebody about it. Subscribe on whatever your podcast platform is so that you catch all the stuff that we put out. Because it's every week. But you never know when I'm going to throw a little curveball in there. You just got to subscribe so you get everything. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and all those things. Hey, tune in every Tuesday night because we like hanging out with the people. Follow us on social medias. We're at WFODix or at WFOD show. Probably both. Who fucking knows? Mike, Drunk, or Travis at WFODshow.com if you'd like to email any of us. Call us when we're live or when we're not. We'll probably play your voicemail because we don't get that many. So, I mean, if we get one, we'd probably be pretty goddamn excited about it. 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Hey, we have a Patreon too, patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.